From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., the Santa Fe, Texas community grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials have now raised the number of wounded to 13. Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School, south of the city of Houston. Greg Abbott is the governor of the state of Texas.
We will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again.
Governor Abbott also said police found explosive devices, including a firebomb at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle, as well as around the high school where the shooting took place. Taliban has dismissed concerns its recent battlefield gains in western Afghanistan threaten security of a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline. It's being laid through the area to link Central and South Asia. The project, known as TAPI, is planned to move natural gas from the world's fourth largest reserves in Turkmenistan through Afghanistan to the growing economies of Pakistan and India. Also in the news, Cuba has started days of national mourning after an airliner crash that took the lives of 107 people, including those from Argentina and Mexico. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in hospital. Investigators found the black box recorder on the plane, which could help determine exactly what went wrong. The plane swerved and crashed into flames. This is VOA News.